from the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Well, so glad to have you with us. Hour number two of Radio Night Live, kicking off live from New York. And we do have a lot for you, as traditionally what we have done in this hour of the broadcast is open up a little thing called the Ladies Lounge. It was actually a little concept we started on the nightly show back years ago when I was doing late nights for our big flagship, AM 970 The Answer in New York City. Now that I'm the ratings monster in the afternoon, we're not as luxurious with our free time, which is why I moved the Ladies Lounge to Saturday evenings. But I tell you, friend, the last 3 weeks, you've noticed we've had a little bit of a different format, a little bit of a different focus, a little bit of a different sense of urgency about what this broadcast is supposed to be as well. And I want to thank my weekday production crew, Matt Samblin, Alex Garrett, my weekend crew, Nick Riccio, Ivan Quinones, and all the others that play a role in pulling this show together for you on Saturday nights. Because what we've actually done is gone to the well on our resources in a deeper way than we have done in the past, and utilizing the incredible minds and access and network that we have to get real newsmakers on the air. If you listen to Hour One tonight, You heard from three physicians that have every reason in the world to be shouting what they're saying from the highest mountaintop. I don't know why Dr. Fauci is given, you know, all this kind of carte blanche entree into people's lives, when really all he's done is just take advantage of being in the right place at the right time. Certainly he's a gifted mind and someone who's worked hard for what he's done. But in terms of this crisis, we are seeing more aggressive treatment, more aggressive results, and just a general push to really truly get to the bottom line, to figure out an answer for what we're dealing with as a country and as a globe, from people that are actually treating patients. So it's one thing to have, you know, a bunch of you know, very philosophy oriented medical academics wandering around university campuses saying, did you do your blind placebo? I'm not really all that interested in what those studies show. What I want to know is, can we find something that's helping people? Can we get things that are working to those who are sick? That's what my universal focus has been for the last 3 weeks. It's one of the reasons why my columns have exploded at townhall.com. I'll have a new one out tomorrow. I hope you'll go read it. I hope you'll forward it on. It's one of the reasons why I've been focused on trying to give you the good news on Twitter, at KMC Radio. And if you're going there and you're reading every day, in fact, some of you are, and you're starting to ask me, Kev, when are we going to hear more about the New York trials? I know. I wanted to hear something this week. I haven't seen anything. As soon as I do, you'll be the first one to get it. But that's just what we're up against. This is the toughest, most unique crisis I have seen the globe undertake in my lifetime of being on the air, and it's one of the reasons why I just feel so compelled to make sure we use this Saturday night time wisely. So coming up this hour, we'll combine the two. We'll combine what we've done traditionally with the Ladies Lounge, and some of your favorites are with us tonight. Kelsey Bowler, Carol Markowitz, Kaylee McEnany, Kristen B. Tate, Kevin McCullough, five people whose names all start with the letter K. I don't care. I don't think anybody cares about that. But we do care about how to help people survive through this time. And so let's start the conversation with Kelsey Bowler.
Well, like many Americans, my routine has completely changed, but I'm very grateful to be in a position where I am with my parents. So I'm able to help them by grocery shopping for them. And I'm also able to have a little help with my baby girl, Scarlett, so that I can attempt to get some work done amongst all this chaos. So yeah, we are doing well. Thanks for checking in.
It is not at all an overstatement to call it chaos. And it's I'm finding it in my own home sometimes harder for the littlest in the facility than even my wife. wife and I, just because I think that their lives up until now have been so dependent upon variety and stimulus and friends and so, you know, so much that goes into, and to be really slowed down and kind of buckled down like this has been a challenge. Let's turn to today's Bright Email, which you're also the editor for on the Thursday edition. You deal with China today, and your headline is China Lied Again. Have we lost track of how many lies they've told in this season, Kelsey? What's the most egregious ones, and why do they matter?
Unfortunately, I have lost track of the number of lies China has told since this all broke out. We know early on they attempted to cover up coronavirus, the extent of it, the fact that it could spread from person to person. We know it was actually a study I discussed with you that came out of the UK that said if China had been transparent and proactive in handling the early stages of the coronavirus crisis, 95% of the crisis could have been avoided and it could have been contained. So these lies have just continued to spiral out of the communist China's propaganda machine. And the latest that we heard just yesterday, U.S. intelligence officials confirmed that China indeed is manipulating its statistics that it is sharing with the world in regard to how many coronavirus deaths and cases that they have had. And this is very significant because early on, the Chinese data was really all that public health officials had to go from. We heard Dr. Birx say that they formulated their response based on the statistics that were coming out of the Chinese government. And so perhaps if they were more transparent about how contagious and how dangerous this virus is, we all internationally could have been far better prepared. And then the other issue we have with the false statistics that are coming out of China is, look, we know China has been lying for months now about everything regarding the coronavirus. And unfortunately, you know, they kicked out journalists from the Washington Post, the New York Times, and the Wall Street Journal. So they won't even allow American journalists in their country to do their own reporting and investigation on what the situation is there. And so when they tell us these statistics that are suspiciously very low, very contained in China, we should have never believed them. And I think a lot of us didn't take them seriously, but we saw a lot of mainstream media organizations repeating them as fact without doubt. And yeah. I'm very critical of the media for doing that because we know China has been a very bad actor throughout this.
Do we have any idea at all what their actual caseloads and numbers are?
Unfortunately, we don't, because I cannot trust anything I hear from China. But what we do know is that there are leaking reports of the number of urns, for example, that people are that Chinese citizens are seeing flood their streets and so forth. And so, you know, I think when we talk about how bad of an actor China is being, we really do need to make we need to differentiate between the Chinese citizens and the communist Chinese government.
Right.
A lot of the citizens do not support their government. There have been really some heroic figures serving as whistleblowers that very tragically have disappeared, just gone missing because they took those heroic actions of trying to sound the alarms about the seriousness of coronavirus. So it is important to make that distinction that a lot of the false statistics and the bad actions that are coming out of China are coming from the Chinese government, not the Chinese citizens themselves.
Yeah. You know, there's been a little bit of a controversy even here in New York City about accuracy of numbers, because on the local CBS2 channel, for example, there'll be these dire predictions of how bad it is at hospitals. And then citizen journalists will go over and take their iPhone and show the world within minutes of the newscast reporting it of empty waiting rooms and no lines. And it is one of these things where where you do kind of in the back of your head wonder, are there agendas that news organizations or governments have that would be more advantageous for them to not maybe play this always straight down the middle in terms of telling us the facts? And I think the very minimum that we should expect, at least from American reporting, is that that's what we're going to get. Disappointing that they're doing this in China. And it's what a lot of people thought, Kelsey, to be candid. And a lot of people had this suspicion for a long time. But thanks for delving into it in today's Bright Email. If you don't get the Bright Email, you should, and you can receive it by going to getbrightemail.com. Kelsey edits the Thursday edition, and it is worth the read. Kelsey Bowler, stay safe, be well. Talk to you again soon.
Thanks, you as well.
Kevin McCullough, we've got a lot more straight ahead. Don't go anywhere. Specifically, Carol Markowitz is straight ahead. Kaylee McEnany is straight ahead. Kristen B. Tate is straight ahead. I'm Kevin McCullough. It's Saturday night. Thank you for hanging with us during this coronavirus. All we have is each other. Kevin McCullough, have I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow? It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to, and it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape and come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warranted for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at MyPillow.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Shopping for an engagement ring can be very stressful. You want a unique ring at a great price. The big jewelry stores try to sell you what they have in stock. Others try to upsell you till it's way over your budget. Disappointment inevitably sets in, and you end up settling for a ring that you're not totally satisfied with. Friends, that's why I urge every one of you, my friends, my listeners, even my family, to visit Lord's Diamonds and see my very good friend Anu. You see, Anu is different. She takes great pride in working with her client's budget, finding the right diamond, and creating a unique engagement ring that the bride cherishes forever. There is no comparison. Honesty, integrity, good Christian values. This is what Anu and Lord's Diamonds are all about. It's the height of wedding and engagement season. Don't settle. Buy a ring everyone will admire. And if you mention Kevin McCullough, you're going to get an additional $500 off the price of wedding bands. To set up an appointment, call 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500, or online at Lord's Diamonds.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave it instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt? Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575. That's 844-604.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I ended up getting a cold after Thanksgiving, and usually it always goes to my chest. Not even a usually, it just always goes to my chest, and I end up having to go to the doctor. This time I took 9 of the Balance of Nature for 2 days, and it totally cleared up. I was very impressed because every time I've gotten a cold for the past 5 years, it goes into my chest. And it didn't. It cleared up right away.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Live from New York, it's Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live on Saturday for the last 3 weeks, providing exclusive coronavirus coverage of not just what some of the latest news is, but also some of the ways that we can just kind of candidly get through this time together. One of the things that my bride and I were talking about at the end of breakfast this morning was, you know, the monotony of doing the same thing over and over again is almost as hard as just, you know, dealing with the fact that we don't have access to anything. So how do we stay connected? How do we keep involved? And if you're new to at-home learning and you're not, you know, you didn't fancy yourself a homeschooler ahead of time, that's also something that has not worked out super well for a lot of people. So as we continue in the ladies' lounge tonight, by the way, we've still got a great lineup for you. Kayleigh McEnany will be with us yet from the Trump 2020 campaign. Kristen B. Tate will be checking in from The Hill. She is still holed up with her family in New England. Her home is Houston, but she's been in New England through the duration of the coronavirus shelter-in-place time. And this has started to get hard for people because you don't have the ability for movement. Having said that, we do want to turn to Carol Markowitz, who's a columnist for The New York Post and who, as a New Yorker, has kind of a unique take on this shelter at home, remote learning, and some of the frustrations that have gone with it in reacting to all the news.
You see Chris, he has a show on night, 9 o'clock on CNN. But you just see one dimension, and he's my best friend.
That's Governor Cuomo talking about the fact that little brother Chris Cuomo is now coronavirus positive. And the sad song continues. I'm getting notices from friends all across the city area that, you know, it's getting worse in multiple places. And now when it begins to touch people that are in individual families that may not have before, starts to become more serious. Here to discuss this and her very, I would say, judging from the tone of it, frustrated experience in remote learning is Carol Markowitz. If you read her column this week, you know of which I speak. Carol, welcome back and happy
hey,
coronavirus
Kevin.
Week three to you.
Thanks for having me. Sad that we're in week three.
Yeah. Let me ask you about this, because I got some notes from Staten Island people yesterday that it's mm-hmm. taken a much harsher turn there than people had expected. What is the tone in Brooklyn, or at least in your corner of Brooklyn? How are people around you holding up?
It's so hard to say because we're all so isolated in our homes. I'm looking outside onto my street right now. It's empty. I'm not saying that this is Grand Central Station at the best of times, but there are zero people on my block whatsoever right now. A lot of, the construction was stopped last week all across the city, and a lot of the houses that are under construction on my block, nobody is coming in or out anymore.
You're like ghost towns now.
Yeah, it's ghost towns. And so it's really hard to say what people are thinking and feeling in their individual homes because we're so not part of each other's lives right now. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, and I'm guessing that, it is the closest proximity that we have to somebody who has it. And I have a lot of friends that have either contracted it or are, mm-hmm. are one person removed from someone that did. And I still don't know how to like juggle this in my brain. Like, is this really the outbreak it's going to be? Because if you'll remember, they were saying maybe up to 2 million deaths.
deaths originally, and then that's been grossly,
overstated. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to probably be in the 100 to 200,000 range, which is a huge blessing. I mean, you think about it, we're going to save 900,000 lives, but it's difficult. And then at the same time, I want to believe that these drugs that we're testing in trials and that the treatments that are out there that are showing promise, I want to believe that we're close to a breakthrough. So it's like, I don't want to lose hope, but I don't know.
Yeah, hope is really important right now. Maybe it's not going to be as bad as they, some dire predictions, but it's still terrible to lose people to this virus. And it's obviously sad, even if the numbers hit 100,000 or 200,000. I think that we're in a situation where I think maybe we're another week or two away from really seeing how bad it's going to be. And then the other thing is the effect that this is having on our economy can't go ignored. It's a real issue, whether it's going to translate into suicide or drug addictions. A lot of people who are unemployed might get desperate. And it's a really, really tough balancing act. And I hope that we emerge from it, positively and hopefully quickly.
What are some of the things that you've done to try to stay connected to other people?
So we've been, FaceTiming. We have cocktails with our friends every few days.
and here the bride and I have not yet been invited to one of those yet.
Yes, we're going to have to do that. But on the other days, we're getting into bed super early because everybody's so tired. Yeah. We're watching that crazy Tiger King show that everybody's watching right now.
That's nutty.
Have you seen it?
I'm ashamed to say that I have seen a bit of it. And it's one of those things where this time is so bizarre right now, Carol. Mm-hmm. I'm finding myself thinking about things and doing things I would never think about or do.
Right. It's a really trashy reality show, but it is. It's like a train wreck. You can't look away. So.
Well, let me ask you about this, because you're a very dedicated parent. You also work. You're a professional woman. Your husband works. He's very successful at what he does. You've struggled, if I'm reading your latest column correctly, a little bit with the expectation of the remote learning. How should we go about doing it differently, maybe?
Well, I think for one thing, we should just let go a little bit. My kids have so many assignments from their schools, which I'm a frequent critic of the New York City public school system, but I actually think they're doing a great job with this remote learning. I think that they implemented a whole new curriculum online so quickly. It's actually impressive, but it's too much. It's like my son right now, right before we got on this call, was trying to figure out how to sign up for his computer science coding class. And I'm just like, can we just stop for a minute? Like, I'm fine for him to still have math lessons or science or even social studies, but like, can we just, like, the other things that they have to be working on, there's just so much screen time. They're on these Zoom meetings. I say this in my column, but a friend said that we've become administrative assistants to the world's tiniest and busiest CEOs. My 4-year-old has a packed day of Zoom meetings and videos to watch and projects to do. And I just think if we could just dial it back just a little bit. And the thing is, a lot of people criticized my column yesterday by saying, you're the parent, just decide what needs to happen. Okay, that's great. But what if we get to June and they're like, oh, well, you didn't do any of this, so your kid's not getting promoted to the next grade. Oh, I'm the parent, I decided what happened, but then the New York City school system decided something else. Yeah. So we need some permission from the school systems to say, this is too much, this is a crazy time.
Yeah, maybe dial it all back to just the bare minimum of what
a little bit
above what graduation standard would be. And then let the parents get a little creative on the extracurricular stuff, because you know what you're resources are in the house.
Thank you, Kevin.
We're out of time, but Carol's column is really excellent. Read it, the New York Post.
You.
It's all about remote learning. Carol, hang in there, and we'll be FaceTiming with you soon around 5 p.m.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay. Doesn't it sound good? Just the idea of getting to see and spend time with friends again, even for something as simple as a beverage. Oh, man. Come on, friends. We got this. It's the numbers. I'm going to end with this tonight, but we've got more reason for hope than we realize, and it's in the numbers. Kevin McCullough coming back.
Kevin McCullough, have I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow? It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to, and it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape and come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warranted for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at MyPillow.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Shopping for an engagement ring can be very stressful. You want a unique ring at a great price. The big jewelry stores try to sell you what they have in stock. Others try to upsell you till it's way over your budget. Disappointment inevitably sets in and you end up settling for a ring that you're not totally satisfied with. Friends, that's why I urge every one of you, my friends, my listeners, even my family, to visit Lord's Diamonds and see my very good friend Anu. You see, Anu is different. She takes great pride in working with her client's budget, finding the right diamond, and creating a unique engagement ring that the bride cherishes forever. There is no comparison. Honesty, integrity, good Christian values. This is what Anu and Lord's Diamonds are all about. It's the height of wedding and engagement season. Don't settle. Buy a ring everyone will admire. And if you mention Kevin McCullough, you're going to get an additional $500 off the price of wedding bands. To set up an appointment, call 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500, or online at Lord's Diamonds. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave it instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt? Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575. That's 844-604.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I ended up getting a cold after Thanksgiving, and usually it always goes to my chest. Not even a usually, it just always goes to my chest, and I end up having to go to the doctor. This time I took 9 of the Balance of Nature for 2 days, and it totally cleared up. I was very impressed because every time I've gotten a cold for the past 5 years, it goes into my chest. And it didn't. It cleared up right away.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. Glad you're with us. Our Ladies Lounge rolls on with some conversation.
The House will be creating a special bipartisan oversight panel to ensure that the $2 trillion and any additional funds Congress provides in future legislation are spent wisely and effectively.
Well, that's kind of a laugh. Nancy Pelosi saying that they're going to develop an oversight panel for the stimulus just to make sure that it's spent wisely. This is the same Congress that has very difficult times doing anything wisely. But that's just, you know, another day, another conversation. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Kayleigh McEnany, a spokesperson for the Trump 2020 effort. And, of course, one of the regular appearers at the Women for Trump events and a longtime
not only loyalist to the president, but TV commentator on CNN and Fox and other places, rejoins us. And, of course, Harvard educated as a lawyer as well. So, Kaylee, we're always thrilled to have you join us. There's some pretty good news for the country. I would say it's for the country. When you look at the current WAPO ABC poll and how the country really does feel like that Trump is the guy to deal not only with the economy and all of the challenges that it has right now, but also how he's doing on the handling of the coronavirus. You're not hearing this on the media, Kaylee McEnany, but the people seem to like what they're getting.
Absolutely. It's why, you know, our internal polls show that the president has a 63% approval rating on his handling of the coronavirus. That's reflected in Washington Post poll as well at 60%. And each and every poll you look at, or rather, I should say the Gallup one was 60%. But each and every one that's been conducted on his handling of the coronavirus has the president getting sky high approval ratings. I'm certainly not surprised. And he's even beating Joe Biden. And the Washington Post poll I referenced, he's beating Biden on who can handle the economy best, who can handle the coronavirus best. And I'm not surprised. You know, Joe Biden's asleep at the wheel and you have a president who's leading.
Well, and that people were going to draw that conclusion probably if coronavirus had never occurred. But Kaylee, this is a once in a generation, once in a century, maybe once in an, you know, an era type of crisis. And I think what you're seeing in those polls is that the American people feel like, yeah, this is a struggle. We don't like it. This is hard to deal with. But we feel like the people that are in charge know what they're doing, or at least have a plan. And I think that's what those numbers are reflecting.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. You know, for the last 3 years, even beyond that, really, when the president first started running, so since 2015, you've had a media that has had the opportunity to filter the president, to take him out of context, to manipulate his words, to tell lies in their chyrons, to mislead their viewers about who this man is, who this leader is. But these coronavirus task force briefings give the American people 2 hours every day to get past the CNN talking head and the MSNBC host and look directly at a president speaking from the podium unfiltered. And what they see, they like. They see a leader, they see authenticity, they see someone who's real and someone who makes data-guided decisions. And I'm sure a lot of people are waking up saying, wait, that's not the guy that I heard about in the media. And they're right. Very confused and losing all trust in the media along the way.
Well, and that's sad to see. Now, this last week, in fact, it was a week ago today, they did get the stimulus passed. And there's a lot about it that I as a fiscal guy, I don't really care if we're like helping the Kennedy Center right now, but there's a big piece of it that is targeted at helping the people I really care about, which are the small business operators in this country. Kaylee, give us the good news on what that allows people to do.
Yeah, this was a big deal in this coronavirus package, and it's helped small business owners and helped their employees. You know, small businesses are the lifeblood of our economy, and this gives the Paycheck Protection Program, which basically gives $350 billion directly to small businesses in a loan that will be forgiven if they continue their payroll, they keep people employed, they pay their workers. So it's a really great system. It helps small business owners. It helps their employees. So this is big. And, you know, we have a president who understands business and a president who knows how to lead. And then you have the Democrats who tried to hold this up, this relief for the American people, which is really quite sad.
Yeah. And the idea that they should attach 1400 pages of every, you know, wish list item that they didn't get in the continuing resolution stuff from last year. Sadly, some of that stuff did sneak its way in, Kaylee, but the help that's coming is so important. I'm okay with it. We are going to pay the price on the other side. But the other thing that some people aren't factoring in here is that you do also have an administration who's still in office who, when we get past Corona, is going to, this is an administration that is incentivized to get the economy fired up as fast and as hot as possible, just like they did when they came into office.
That's right. And you have a president who knows how to do that. You know, the president has implemented conservative values and principles like deregulating, tax cuts, I should say.
Right.
Making sure that red tape is pulled back, just like he fast-tracks different treatments through the FDA to try to solve this problem. It's the same deal with the economy. When you cut back the red tape, when you lower taxes, when you allow businesses to thrive, it trickles down to the employee who ends up benefiting, who gets the bigger paycheck.
That's right. Kaylee McEnany, can't argue with you. Thank you for your time, lady. Be well and safe in Florida. Kevin McCullough coming back from New York, Epicenter. Kevin McCullough, have I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow? It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to, and it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape and come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warranted for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at MyPillow.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Shopping for an engagement ring can be very stressful. You want a unique ring at a great price. The big jewelry stores try to sell you what they have in stock. Others try to upsell you till it's way over your budget. Disappointment inevitably sets in and you end up settling for a ring that you're not totally satisfied with. Friends, that's why I urge every one of you, my friends, my listeners, even my family, to visit Lord's Diamonds and see my very good friend Anu. You see, Anu is different. She takes great pride in working with her client's budget, finding the right diamond, and creating a unique engagement ring that the bride cherishes forever. There is no comparison. Honesty, integrity, good Christian values. This is what Anu and Lord's Diamonds are all about. It's the height of wedding and engagement season. Don't settle. Buy a ring everyone will admire. And if you mention Kevin McCullough, you're going to get an additional $500 off the price of wedding bands. To set up an appointment, call 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500, or online at Lord's Diamonds.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt? Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575. That's 844-604.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I ended up getting a cold after Thanksgiving, and usually it always goes to my chest. Not even a usually, it just always goes to my chest, and I end up having to go to the doctor. This time I took 9 of the Balance of Nature for 2 days, and it totally cleared up. I was very impressed because every time I've gotten a cold for the past 5 years, it goes into my chest. And it didn't. It cleared up right away.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
You're listening to Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, and welcome back to New York. I don't know if I've ever experienced anything like this. 9/11 had its season of coverage and things that we started talking about and caring about in ways we hadn't before. But aside from that, I can't remember anything else that has really impacted the day-to-day broadcast world the way coronavirus has. And to that end, I think it's important that we talk about how the coverage has gone. Now, the president has gotten rave reviews from the American people. He's got a 60% approval rate right now, highest of his presidency. Does that 2 hours every night in front of the American people have something to do with it? You heard Kayleigh McEnany say she thought it did. But that's where my conversation turned to with Kristen B. Tate here on Radio Night Live.
You and I have been, pretty critical of him from time to time.
Yeah.
This was a different Donald Trump tonight. I think he gets it.
So if Jim Acosta is saying that he thinks Donald Trump is getting it, is that indicative of the rest of the press corps? Let's turn to a columnist for The Hill, Kristen B. Tate, who's also the author of the new bestseller, The Liberal Invasion of Red State America. We've got a lot to get into discussion with her about. Kristen, welcome back. Happy Corona Week 3.
Thank you, Kevin. Always a pleasure.
Corona without the lime. That's what this is turning into.
exactly.
Anyway, before we get into shop talk, how are you holding up?
I am well. I'm up in New England with my family. We're all just kind of hunkered down and hoping that this ends soon so everyone can get back to life.
Yeah, no, I think that's the general feeling amongst most Americans and certainly all of the people that reside in the McCullough household at this point. But thanks for being here regardless. We got a lot to talk about. You're a penny pincher and you watch what government does by way of spending. And you've got some things to say about the stimulus that was just passed. I'll get into that in a second. But I want you to respond to what Jim Acosta started us out there with. He's I don't know what the frame of heart was that he said that to Anderson Cooper last night, but saying that this was a different kind of Donald Trump and that he gets it. Is the media finally, after 3 weeks of just all out panic and suffering by the American people, finally going to start doing their job and reporting the actual news and cut the president a little bit of slack? Or are they, or do you think this was just a mild moment of insight from Mr. Acosta?
I think that some in the media are beginning to realize that if they continue to be flagrantly dishonest, people will start getting angry, start tuning out, and catch on to the real agenda behind the anti-Trump coverage. It's like the boy who cried wolf. You know, if you say everything Trump does is bad, then, well, people assume nothing he does is really bad. So maybe people like Acosta are realizing that if they just keep saying every single thing Trump does is bad, it really starts to erode their own credibility, and people just roll their eyes and change the channel at some point.
I tend to agree with you, and I've said from the beginning, and I haven't said it a lot lately because no one's listening, but I said from the beginning, if everything he does is the worst thing that's ever happened to planet Earth, then pretty much nothing he's doing is that bad, because you just can't have, it can't be on full blast all the time and have any degree of credibility to it. So it's interesting. And you know, I want to get your take on this too. I talked about this in the open, but Mike Lindell, of course, he, MyPillow is a sponsor to the show and a longtime friend, and I know him well. I know him very well. He actually has several little vignettes about me in his book that he just published, and I feel like I've really understood who this person was. He absolutely made coronavirus ragey Twitter go one step more ragey yesterday by just saying, speaking from his heart about a concern that he has about the country, and that from where he sits, he sees that it's his impression that we've abandoned God in some respects, and that if we'll turn back to him, that we'll be a better country. I'm grossly summarizing his exact quote, but it was like 53 seconds of total time in the briefing. And to read Twitter yesterday, it was as though he had gone out and murdered a bunch of babies or something. I mean, it was impossible to see where this rage was coming from.
People who are, you know, leftists, this new strain of liberalism is full of anger and full of hate towards anybody who has faith or joy in their heart. It is so despicable, Kevin. Right now, we need more faith. We could use a little God in this country. And there are so many people out there, these keyboard warriors and these leftists, who just love every opportunity to tear down people of faith and to tear us apart at the seams. It is so destructive. And this is really what makes me worried more than the virus, is just how divided we've become and the pure seething hatred that we're seeing on the left right now. It's really, really terrifying and could have long-term consequences for this country. I mean, we're dealing with a real pandemic and an economic crisis right now. We need to come together. We need some faith. We need to find areas of agreement. And unfortunately, these trolls and these people with hate in their hearts are using the opportunity to score political points and put others down. It's really shameful.
It really is. And if he had never said anything about his faith in his statement and just said what he had said, that his company is going to try to help other companies survive and that he's going to make 50,000 masks a day indefinitely going forward, sacrificing 75% of his own company's productivity, I think everybody would be like clapping their hands and saying he's a hero, because he adds that little tiny personal viewpoint to it. He's now the spawn of Satan. I don't get it. Hey, your newest piece deals with the stimulus, and I know that the stimulus is a mixed bag for most people. It is for me. I want small businesses to be helped, but I'm sure that there's a lot of graft that's going to go through that process. What'd you find, and where can people read the piece?
So the piece is in the Federalist. And look, I know we need bold action right now. We need strong leadership. So I don't begrudge Trump and Congress for doing something and passing landmark legislation. But the waste in this bill is absolutely disgraceful. Only a small percent of the money is actually going to people affected by coronavirus and hardworking Americans. And politicians on both sides of the aisle, Kevin, used this bill and used the coronavirus panic to basically take a bunch of spending items that were left on the cutting floor during the continuing resolution debates last year and just discreetly slip them in this bill with no political blowback. That's how you end up with funding for refugee resettlement, the John F. Kennedy Performing Arts Center,
yeah, crazy stuff.
Travel agents, casinos, I mean, yeah. The list goes on and on.
Yeah. All right, friends, go over to thefederalist.com. We'll also tweet it out with this broadcast as well and read Kristen's latest piece, Kristen B. Tate at the Federalist, on the stimulus, waste, abuse, and fraud. Kristen, stay safe, be well. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Kevin. You too.
All right, Kevin McCullough, when we come back, my final thoughts. Stay with us. Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, have I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow? It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to, and it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape and come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warranted for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at MyPillow.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Shopping for an engagement ring can be very stressful. You want a unique ring at a great price. The big jewelry stores try to sell you what they have in stock. Others try to upsell you till it's way over your budget. Disappointment inevitably sets in, and you end up settling for a ring that you're not totally satisfied with. Friends, that's why I urge every one of you, my friends, my listeners, even my family, to visit Lord's Diamonds and see my very good friend Anu. You see, Anu is different. She takes great pride in working with her client's budget, finding the right diamond, and creating a unique engagement ring that the bride cherishes forever. There is no comparison. Honesty, integrity, good Christian values. This is what Anu and Lord's Diamonds are all about. It's the height of wedding and engagement season. Don't settle. Buy a ring everyone will admire. And if you mention Kevin McCullough, you're going to get an additional $500 off the price of wedding bands. To set up an appointment, call 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500, or online at Lord's Diamonds.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave it instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt? Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575. Welcome back to Radio Night Live, final segment for the night. I always want to be doing the best I can, friend, to provide you not only a sense of what's going on in the world, a sense of what is taking place around us, but also a sense of if there's reason for hope or not, and so forth. And over these last 3 weeks, these coronavirus specials that we've been putting together for you, I hope that they have been filled with hope. Just a programming note, coming up next week, there will be a special edition of Radio Night Live as we feature a production I was a part of a number of years ago called Heaven, How I Got Here. It'll be in conjunction with Holy Weekend, and hope that it will be something that's encouraging to you. A longtime voice that was heard with me here on Saturday nights, Stephen Baldwin, is an actor who portrayed a character called the Thief on the Cross, and this will be featured next week. I did the director work, and we did sound design for it. It's like a movie for your mind. But come back next week, and if you've heard it before, you know how good it is. But that'll be next Saturday night here on Radio Night Live. But back to the goal. I've got a lot of reasons to be optimistic about the days to come. One, almost every worst case scenario that Dr. Fauci has predicted from the task force has been wrong. I'm sure no one is happier about that than Dr. Fauci himself. So when he says, you know, we don't want to take things for granted because we think such and such will happen by this date and this many dead will be by this date and so forth, that's all well and good. But I think it's important to note that the being wrong part is one of the reasons we can take hope. Because if they are spitballing worst case scenario at all times, and we see statistics start to come in better than where they're at, like we are right now. I went to the COVID-19 official website, covid19.healthdata.org/projections. We are 1,300 deaths under where they predicted we would be for April the 4th. In fact, we're a full day behind where they predicted. And tomorrow they've got predictions of 10,000 plus dead by the end of April the 5th. If we're not there, friends, every life saved, that means something. So number one, the projections are not as bad as what the experts fear they would be. That's good news. Number two, not just hydroxychloroquine, but there are a number of treatments and remedies that are getting very good results. There's a head lice treatment out of Melbourne, Australia, that scientists are very, very saying 24 to 48 hours, it destroys the virus completely. The antibody plasma therapy has great news coming out. That's more expensive. But the hydroxychloroquine is just killing it. And if you missed any of the evidence that we presented in that, go back and get this podcast. You can get all of our podcasts at SoundCloud.com or iTunes. Just look for Kevin McCullough Radio. Anyway, we'll be back next week with a special Holy Week edition. Until then, be safe, be well.